I'm sick at my soul of what's going on in what's called fundamentalism. I said today, I'm not splitting fundamentalism. It's done split. And we have not gone anywhere. We're exactly where they used to be. And the crowd that's criticizing us preach what we preached 15, 20 years ago. Now they dare to change the faith once for all delivered to the saints and point their ecclesiastical fingers at us and say, we are splitting fundamentalism. I'd like to say to that crowd, come on back home. Come on back home. We're right where you used to be. Now there's several things that I've guarded for these many years. 43 years nearly pastoring churches. I want to call your attention, several of them. Those of you that heard this sermon, when you think I'm through, I'll just be starting. Number one, I have guarded for 43 years the same gospel that was handed down to me. I never thought I'd see the day when Baptist preachers would not preach the true gospel. Tonight, all across this nation, Baptist preachers have succumbed to the heresy of John MacArthur. I said the heresy of John MacArthur. I said the heresy of John MacArthur. And somebody that's got several thousand people to hear them who can go across this country has got to alert Baptists that we have false teachers in our midst who are no longer teaching and preaching salvation by grace through faith plus nothing. Folks, we're fighting for our lives tonight. I mean, this is not any vendetta. This is not any trip I'm on or we're on. We're fighting for our lives. I mean, Baptist preachers are preaching tonight Arminian doctrine. They're preaching Mr. MacArthur's heresy of lordship salvation that says that you must accept Jesus as your Savior and accept Him as your Lord in order to be saved. Well, bless your heart, whatever happened to babes in Christ then? Whatever happened to growth and grace? You'll never make Jesus Lord of your life till you awake in His likeness. Was Jesus Lord of Peter's life when he cursed and swore and denied the faith? Was Jesus Lord of righteous Lot's life when he was down in Sodom? Was Jesus Lord of Abraham's life when he left the will of God, went down to Egypt? Was Jesus Lord of Elimelech and Naomi's lives when they went down to Moab? Let me tell you something tonight. If you go to heaven, you'll go to heaven for one reason, and that is you accepted the gift that Jesus has paid for. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. Same gospel. Those preachers that preach with a gun in one hand for deacons' meetings and a Bible in one hand for the WMS. Those old-fashioned circuit-riding preachers, preaching beneath the stars at night, preaching under brush arbors, under tents, little country churches, almost not enough to feed their families. Those men of God had one message of salvation, and that was by grace through faith plus nothing. Now, if you don't believe what I'm preaching, then be at least honest and quit calling yourself a Baptist preacher. You defector. You Benedict Arnold. Take the word Baptist off your church sign. Take the word Baptist off your stationery. Let the charismatics preach Arminian doctrine. Let Baptists preach salvation by grace through faith. Let the Nazarenes preach you got to earn it. Let Baptists preach it's a free gift of God. Let the Church of God proclaim an Arminian heresy. Let Baptist people proclaim that Jesus saves, it's free of charge. He paid for it. I accept it, and it's mine. I'm mad tonight. I'm mad. I'm sick of it. I'll be quiet no longer. No way, Jose. No way. I'm not going to let that crowd of compromisers steal our preacher boys without a fight. Not going to let them do it. Oh, I tell you, the professors in our schools are not going to teach salvation by grace. Let the school change its name. You let one professor in Hiles Anderson College ever even imply that salvation is not by grace through faith, I'll guarantee you he'll be selling peaches in Georgia by Monday morning. You don't like this preaching, you can lump it any way you want to lump it.